We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Grab a drink, because this is Hangover Time.
In what is maybe the most stunning moment of basketball I've ever seen, I thought the game was over. I think we all thought the game was over. I think everyone except for Derek White and maybe Grant Williams thought that game was over. We thought that following what was one of the most Jekyll and Hyde seasons, I think, in the history of sports, where we were all scared that the clock would strike midnight on this Magic Heat run, but that it would strike midnight on Caleb Martin, on Gabe Vincent, on Duncan Robinson, on every role player. And instead, what happened was the clock struck midnight on Bam Adebayo, on Kyle Lowry, on Jimmy Butler, the three guys that you count on to be stars. Late in that game, they found something. They fought, they competed, they dug deep, and they somehow miraculously. Funny, because on the eve of Dwayne Wade in the finals, that video was going around in 2006, and I responded to Siobhan's tweet, and I said, Dwayne was the first guy who made me believe that miracles can exist. And for a second, when that third free throw hit, and Jimmy just says one stop, I thought, I seen another fucking miracle. And I wasn't prepared for the miracle that was to come in the next 3 seconds. There will be a game 7 in Boston. There will be a lot of questions that we have on the Miami Heat, on the future of this team. But for now, welcome to Hangover Time. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas, and I will bring myself out to my panel of friends, colleagues, and we have a lot to say. I don't want to do segments. I don't want to do who kicked our ass. I don't want to do any of that. I want to talk about what happened. We got Frankie, Brian, Tiff, Moose, Siobhan. One of the strangest post-game shows or shows in general I think I've ever done. Guys, I don't even – does anybody want to start somewhere?
Why was Max Strus on the floor and the biggest defensive possession you needed?
No, we're not going to do that.
That's not what we're starting.
We're not gonna do that, Brian.
This is what Heat 7 looks like.
You're not either, Frankie.
Don't do that. Don't do that. We're not gonna be
then
like.
What are we talking about? Then what are we talking about, guys? Like literally, that was the one possession you needed to win the game.
Hold up.
Is that not on? Oh,
you saw the, that. No, we're not doing that one possession to win the game. Athletes never do that.
And I'm out.
You don't. No, we don't do that. One possession to win the game. We're not doing that. Anybody else can leave, too, if you feel like you lost on one possession. Leave the chat if you feel like you lost because of one possession. Fuck out of here.
Come on, son.
I'm not doing that.
And that's the possession?
We're not doing that. No.
In what was an odd box score in which Miami, I believe, shot 46% from – they shot 46% from three. 35% from the field. To begin, that is bizarre. They had five turnovers. Five That's turnovers. It. After being a turnover factory, they had only five, and I don't believe anybody had. Jimmy's the only one that had multiple turnovers. And they lost. They lost the game. And I believe Boston shot in the 20s from three. No, they shot 46%. No, they shot 20% from three. Miami hit two times as many threes as Boston and had half as many turnovers. That's fucking crazy. I mean, just crazy.
Is
like,
there a question?
It's like, just like, it's statistically wild.
If I may, I'm just here because I thought it was going to be a fucking victory party, but I will say this game was really lost no matter what happened at the end. And I'm sure we can get into that later, but this game was lost from the beginning because unfortunately, and it pains me to say it because he brought us so much feel good, but Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, and yes, Kyle Lowry, although I'm, you know, if we're doing like a pecking order, I'll put him third. You know, yeah, Melody, what's up? I'll get rid of her toy later. They did not show up tonight. Game six at home, the most important game of your season. You need your stars to show up. We were hitting the threes. The key to the game is if you're hitting your shots and your stars give you 50, 60% of what they normally do, as long as you're not completely fucking it up on defense, you will win the game. With everything that we were doing wrong tonight, we were still in it. Jimmy Butler just did not show up. You could say anything that happened at the very end. You needed Jimmy Butler for a full game. You needed Bam Adebayo for a full game. They weren't there.
At least I thought Bam's effort was there from the jump. He just could not get anything to go. Like, he was 4 for 16. I think he had no turnovers today. He had none after he had five last game. The effort was there. He had 13 rebounds, five assists. Five assists and no turnovers is good. And the fact that he just couldn't get anything. And, like, shots that you like. You know, like, he had, like, jump hooks over smaller guys and everything.
Jump hooks over smaller guys where he wasn't square to the basket, where he's still, like, off balance being pushed around.
Yep.
Things that we've seen him make, but also things that I have not felt solidified in the way that he was doing it personally.
I will say that the lack of foul calls that he was getting 100% were playing into the mental aspect of his game by the second half.
Then
because
if he
by,
still
the second, by the second
moves,
half, he was not even
on.
Looking to go up with the, no, I'm not using that as an excuse, Tiff. I'm not using it as an excuse. I'm saying, I'm elaborating on what I saw tonight. By the second half, he was completely gone. He wasn't going up with the ball. He was not giving you anything on either side of the ball energy-wise. And that, more than just not even being able to put the ball in the basket, the lack of energy on both ends, that to me was just crazy. He is clearly fatigued from everything he gave us leading up to tonight. And I applaud him for it, but tonight was a legacy game, and he did not show up. And it is...
Y'all think it was a legacy game?
Yeah.
Jimmy is still the same player he was yesterday.
No,
like,
but Tiff, you can't have this collapse on your resume.
Yeah, I agree.
But the resume is still the same.
No, but the resume is going to include blue a 3-0 lead.
Exactly. It was building. The resume was getting better.
But at the end of the day, I'm gonna tell y'all the truth. I don't care about that. And he shouldn't either. Like, we can't sit, like, that can't be while we sitting here talking about this. Like, no. Like, his legacy is going to be whatever it's going to be. The fact of the matter is, guess what? Yes. Tonight's game was lost 2 days ago. Listen. Yeah. Because guess what? Once you gave them life.
Been teams that go up.
But we're talking about this team.
We're talking about
but like
this
they had, they came, Boston tried to give them the game several times. Like,
we had every opportunity to take this game back into our hands.
And you didn't.
They were trying to give it to Miami.
Of course we didn't. Yeah.
The fourth quarter, they literally gave it to the Heat.
I think y'all don't understand where I'm coming from.
No, I get you. Like, you're not good enough.
You're not good enough to play around. That's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm in agreement.
We all agree on that.
So you lost it 2 days ago when you start farting around.
You lost it the second half of game three when you started doing stupid shit.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Game three, they won.
No, but I know. She said Jimmy, for her.
Jimmy started doing dumb shit at the end of three, and I you will not tell me, like,
I wasn't talking that
Jimmy played like an asshole.
Right. Yeah, no, but I'm so that's when it started for her.
No, yeah, yeah, no. And
these are things that you don't fuck around with. Like,
but I'm just saying, like, they had a chance to win today.
Yes, right. No, certainly.
And, and that is my point with tonight being a legacy game, because they close out the series tonight, then we're not talking about them. But like, he is forever now going to be associated, unfortunately, because his playoff run up to tonight was legendary. But the reason it is a legacy game is because now he's going to be on the wrong side of history, and unfortunately, that's what his playoff season is going to be remembered for.
It's got to be somebody. Because it's like, what do you want people to sit up here and say? We almost won. We all, like, come on. This just should have been, it should have been done.
I think
you can't fuck around with this team.
They come home, and they've been a very good home team all year, and throughout this like run, they hadn't lost at home prior to game four. And Moose is right. Like, this is not going to be a footnote in the resume. It's going to be in the opening paragraph.
Yeah.
Like, and that goes like, that if goes finish, for,
yeah.
I think it's more for him than anyone else. I actually thought like Miami did make adjustments. Like, I don't know how much of it is on Spo, although he will deservedly get some of it, but they did stuff. They changed the way they were defending Tatum, and they were not going to let Boston be that one pass swing away and getting all open on the wing in the corner. So they corrected that. Boston didn't shoot as well today, and I thought Miami did a great job of kind of their help and stuff, but really, like, you know, and it's just the inverse of what happened last year, where no role player could hit a shot, and Jimmy and Bam are short on every jumper. And like, Jimmy had that little layup in transition, missed. Had another layup where he beats his man in the empty corner, he misses. And it's like, how are you supposed to win when like, they got every look they wanted.
Hit the fucking fast break, the 3-on-2, you get there, and then you pitch the shit backwards to Kyle, who pitches it to Gabe, who just drives on the open middle.
And to be honest, that pissed me off, because I'm like, why is Gabe the one that's about that action?
Exactly. He's the only one that wanted to take it, that wanted to take it to the bigs. First of all, I thought Jimmy was going to pull up there, which was like that. It was right there. His 15-foot shot, the left side of the court, right? He could have just, it was right there.
The one he was under the basket and gave Rob William up, and then Kyle was trailing. He just bumbled it to him, and then Kyle just pitched the shit back.
But that was the epitome of the game. Like, that right there, yes, it was a snapshot of the entire game.
They just, like, you know, it's funny because all playoff run, they've all played well together, and they can't even have, like if Kyle has a good 2 minutes, nobody else is having the good 2 minutes with him. If Jimmy has a good 2 minutes, nobody has a good 2 minutes with him. Except, you know, like, it is just fucking crazy. It's like, it's insane. And I thought, I had no faith they were going to win this game at any point. And Jimmy hits the third free throw. And I
couldn't watch the free throws, by the way. I have to admit, I turned away. I was just listening to it. I couldn't actually watch it. I was so nervous.
I foolishly believed in them and whatever.
Hey, Brian.
And whatever was going on.
Yes.
Brian, I still love you. Brian, I still love you. We fight like brother and sister.
I'm not heartbroken.
I'm just hoping for a miracle at this point that he can come through in game seven. Like
Jimmy Butler,
I want hope. We had hope.
Yeah, exactly. Jimmy failed you, Brian.
Jimmy Butler failed Gabe Vincent and Caleb Martin and Duncan Robinson.
And Bam out of bio too. He failed them too. Don't let him off the hook.
And Bam.
And Spo, man, because Spo.
Yeah,
I don't know
where was Hamish.
Why did Duncan not play until the fucking fourth? He didn't play the whole third. He played 8 minutes going into the fourth. He was literally on offense.
I wish Hamish 1-3.
First of all, listen, I don't even care about that. Where was Hamish?
Yes.
Yeah. I think so too.
The Zeller minutes are inexcusable.
Those two Zeller minutes were a minus seven. We could have won the game had he just not played two minutes.
I can't believe that Zeller got the minutes over Love. That was crazy.
That was that's wild. Another thing. Of all, like, I could totally see Spo sticking with Love to see if the three-point shot was going to hit. But going to Zeller before Love
for God's
was
sake,
shocking. And Moose, then it's
literally, what does he do?
A minus seven what does in he 2 minutes.
He doesn't kill you on the offensive glass. He doesn't defensive rebound. He doesn't set good screens. He doesn't contain on pick and roll coverage. What the he doesn't finish in traffic. What does he do here? Why is he here?
He's post lawsuit Deadman.
He's what?
He's post lawsuit Deadman.
Post lawsuit Deadman.
I need his minutes to cease and desist right now.
Unfortunately, we got another 50 minutes to go, people.
No, but Highsmith is literally the only guy that has slowed Tatum down.
I agree. Like
they made adjustments, but he's the only guy who can contain him one-on-one. Fucking Tatum was cooking Jimmy. Cooking Jimmy.
And bam. Cooking
and bam. And bam.
Get into the cup. Right to the cup.
And Caleb. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they can't do anything.
They can't.
But at least
they
Caleb gave you some.
You slowed down the second half.
Exactly.
Tatum is a superstar once he starts getting into
except
his
in
offensive
the second
rhythm.
Half. That just disappeared.
I understand, but my point is, why not at least throw the extra body on him that you know gives him some type of difficulty?
Or a body with some energy, with some eight are worn. Like, oh.
Yeah.
And rebounds, which you've been fucking giving up long offensive rebounds all series. Highsmith, we know he's going to box out. Yep. We know he defends. We know he's not going to be afraid.
Yep.
I would trust him. Even on that last possession, he should have been in. Max didn't play the whole fourth. What the hell
was this game?
The Heat have the opportunity to do the funniest thing in NBA history.
No.
I don't even know if I want to watch Game 7, guys.
I think the way that we lost this game.
Convince me why I should watch Game 7.
I just think it's too emotionally draining for the
players. If I'm going to sunshine pump, I say.
Go for it.
I would say this.
Take yourself in.
I would say Jimmy.
Take yourself in.
Self in.
Nobody wants to see my face. Jimmy looked like he got going at the very end where he had the and one layup.
When he hit the free throws.
Got to the line. He was aggressive. Made the free throws. That's if I'm looking for anything.
The three was big. The three was big.
He hit the three.
By the
way.
Tank, though. Like,
the three was
what
huge.
Do you expect he hit to see in 2 days? On
Jimmy,
one day of rest.
Did he play
Jimmy had the shittiest 20
like
47
right. What do you think he's going to do?
What did you say, Frankie?
47 minutes. I don't even know how many seconds he actually had of rest.
Jimmy had the shittiest 24, 11, and 8 in history.
Oh, like that shitty 29 and whatever he gave.
You didn't even know. I didn't even know he had 24. First of all, let me – hold up. Can I address – Wait. Stop.
Take her in.
12 free.
No, leave me where I'm at. Because take me out. Because now I got to address everybody, even y'all on the panel and all these ass wipes in the chat.
What'd I do?
Because now y'all going to make me be like Alf, and I don't want to be that person to slander the chat.
We all got a little Alf.
If one more fucking person come in this chat and ask me why Max didn't box out, that shows me you wasn't watching the fucking final possession. He wasn't under there to box out. He tried to trap and get the ball out of Tatum's hands. Then who was he chasing after the guard on Tatum? He was coming around behind Derek White, which means who's under the basket is supposed to fucking slide over. But that's all that y'all don't know because you're too busy coming at me in the chat asking why Max didn't box out. So pay your cable bill, rewatch on TNT.
Screaming.
And let me know that you never play sports.
And what if we talking missed box outs again.
Exactly.
Jimmy had that missed box out on Grant last game and he had a missed box out early this game too that was in a run of like momentum fluctuation.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
there's so many moments I can go back to in this game. I'm like,
exactly.
But like, to me, like, I just didn't feel like Max had to be on the floor for that defensive possession.
He didn't have to be.
That's where I'm at.
But if you call that play where you want a person to guard up top, then have to switch and come around and chase, do you know what lock and chase is? So guess what's going to happen? You're behind the person, which means whoever is on the other side is supposed to slide over. I don't think we had anyone under there.
Bam was under there.
No, Bam was at the free throw line boxing out Jalen.
Who was boxing out Jalen at the
It was Bam.
Yeah.
Throw the final possession up.
Jimmy was standing there waiting for somebody else to make a play.
I'll be honest, Twitter's really mad about that 0.9 seconds.
They're like, where did that come from?
Is there a way for Miami to challenge this game like the same way the Dallas Mavericks do, where they just pay whatever massive fine?
Yeah, but Dallas is back.
But like there has to be at some point there has to be 0.1 seconds that the referee just missed.
Well, Mickey could have given you shirts this game. He didn't have that money. He doesn't have that money.
Right. He didn't even give out a full towel. He gave out a rag.
If we're gonna talk about the referees, there's two things in particular I would like to address real quick. First of all, the 0.9 seconds added at the end, I didn't even realize that. Was there a particular reasoning that they gave for that?
Because they looked at the replay, and I guess they felt like they needed to add time to the clock.
Yeah, from where the whistle and the time actually.
God?
I'm here. You can't see me, but I'm here.
Okay. Secondly, I'm legitimately asking, can somebody clear this up for me? What the fuck was that 4-point play where it was like a challenge, but Spo still lost his timeout?
Oh, God, the technical ban fucking hurt too now.
I didn't even know that was literally possible.
Yeah, that was weird.
I've never seen that before.
You're talking about the 4-point where Bam blocked the shot?
Well, first of all, No. The coach's challenge still lost the challenge.
Bam was touching the rim, right?
Yeah, that's a different play. He's talking about the Jalen hook.
Yeah.
They said that it wasn't a foul. Yeah, they said there wasn't a foul and the hook was minimal, so that's why they're counting the shot. So it wasn't a foul on Gabe. I think it was Gabe.
Wait, the challenge that Spo had.
Yeah.
Spo still lost the
timeout. That's not a 4-point play, though.
No.
The 4-point play was after. I got him confused because there were so many fucking shitty calls.
No. But that was the second or third.
Scott Foster on deck for game 7, baby.
Oh, you probably know it.
We're getting Scott and Toby.
He's warming up right now in his sweats.
He's listening to Jack Harlow.
So I don't want to put up the play. I don't think the audience wants to rewatch that shit. The guy who didn't cross the board.
They got to
look for the out.
They need to be watching that shit. Close that fucking –
Jimmy was the one that was ball watching that didn't crash.
But let them blame Max.
They were blaming Bam for boxing out.
Right, Bam wasn't even under the basket. Bam was not in the play.
Bam was boxing out Jalen.
I will say the chat is asking for the play.
No, they G, you're muted. They don't know what they're looking at. Why they want the play?
So the guy on the weak side, Caleb's boxing out. Bam boxes out Jalen. Jimmy lets Jason crash, and Derek beats Max because he had gone up.
Yeah, Derek just sprinted to the basket. He made a play.
And right. Gabe, I don't know what Gabe's doing.
But that's why you need multiple guys like crashing. That you had Marcus. Marcus was under the basket too.
Oh, because Gabe had contested the three.
Yeah, but Marcus shot the shot. How is he under the basket? Nobody else is. Nobody who was defending is under the basket there.
I don't think Marcus was under the basket.
Who? No, Derek crashed into somebody.
I really don't want to watch this play again. Okay, we'll I might have to.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I only saw it.
I'm
live.
Playing. If I'm fucking Spo, so. I'm playing that shit on a loop. The whole flight, every fucking seat, everybody's watching that play. It was right fucking there. You had that shit. You let them snatch it from your fucking fingers. You were up one with three
your
fucking
cold,
seconds.
Cold dead hands.
And then don't inner loop go. Inner loop in between every single play, just one fucking stop.
No.
That's 2 minutes
on a loop.
All right.
Bond.
So, okay. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Wait a second. I know we said.
Did we win the game? Minutes.
Don't stop. Oh, hold up. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
All right,
there you
Bond.
Go,
Bond. Where'd you go?
Bond, it's your job. Right. Go.
All right, come on. Let me see right. it. Run it through. Gabe with the chase, top block, corner. Ooh, okay.
Max could have cut in front.
He could have. Okay,
but here's the thing. What happens?
Hold on.
No, what are you laughing at?
I'm watching the play.
That's a double. So they deny Jason.
Right. Yep. So he could cut in front right here. You see that space? Bomb. Yeah.
So, yes, Max can get here. Bam can put a body Bam. Somewhere. And then Bam Jimmy's does. Back here. Go ahead.
Where
Go
is
ahead.
Jimmy?
He's right here, at the three-point line.
Okay.
Him and Gabe are watching.
Who's so we don't have with, any – and we don't have anyone Jason? Here.
Bam's trying to box out Jalen and
yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, Bam has two.
Yeah, Bam's got two.
Oh, that's Jalen. Yeah, that's Jason that –
But the ball ends up in Derek White's hands. That could have been Max's.
Step. Right. Well, or Max could have just, and they probably would have called a foul, but he could have cut in front of him, which I probably would have did. But it, I mean.
I think Max could have.
I think.
No.
Max had no, if you saw, there was another
you gotta
angle.
Cut, right.
There was another angle from the half court line because Max stunts here. Derek
it would have had
straight
to been
the
right
basket.
Here.
He had no chance. Derek. Went straight line.
Derek was already ahead of him.
I guess the question. I got a question, guys. Do you think Max was in the right spot on that play? Could you have had somebody else defending the ball? Could you have had maybe Max on? I think Horford was in the corner.
That's not his decision.
No. Yeah, they wanted
him. Right.
I know, but do you think they could have flipped a guy on that play? Could Caleb have? Because I'm looking at Caleb. I feel like
where is Caleb?
He could have made a better play on the ball. I mean, he can't really expect. A tip miss, but like I'm just thinking, is Caleb a better guy to maybe even have him? Like, well, I guess he's already on the top of the key.
I think
like,
they wanted
expecting the offensive rebound to go there somewhere, right?
Right.
I just don't know. Like, I feel like if maybe they have one guy in a different role, shit could have been different. I don't know.
Hold on, Brian, run it some because
yeah, but Max wouldn't have been able to get there from that angle.
I'm not mad at what Brian is saying on the heat.
Right.
Pause. Like,
if you switch it with Caleb.
But
still,
he knows he has someone in his corner. So him trying to come across the lane to get to Derek here, who then has his F yeah. Derek if he come like.
Well, because like, isn't it true? Like in these kind of like sideline out of bound plays, the guy that's one of the most besides the guy that's giving the ball to is the guy that's inbounding. He's the guy you have to keep an eye on.
Yes, but that's
right. Like you need a faster guy to.
You do, Brian. No, you do. You need a faster guy out there. But even still, a faster guy.
He was
out that shot.
If that shot misses normally, that rebound's probably too high,
hey,
and
look.
Max can get it or yeah. he doesn't get it off. The fact that it
rimmed
weird
it out.
And rimmed out, I don't want to watch this shit anymore.
No, but it's also that they played that. They decided for Max to not guard the inbounder, like Brian's talking about. And he's doubling the shooter. If Tatum takes a dribble, that's fine. If there was less time on the clock, that's fine. If they were up three, that's fine. You're up one. You're up one. Like, you need to make sure you get the offense the rebound if it's a quick shot. So I don't know. Like, Spo usually did this with Dwayne. Dwayne would not guard the inbounder, but Dwayne's a lot faster. He's a lot longer.
Right.
He has better instinct. Right. So like, I don't get why. I think he would just put double? Max in a bad position.
Right. Would you have doubled?
I mean, they tried to double.
Yeah.
Huh?
Doubled who?
Tatum.
Tatum.
Yeah. No. Well. Not even. What would you have even done the show? Because you had Max come up to show, and then you put him in the position to have to get all the way back. Would you have even have done that, or left him just one on one with Jimmy?
Tatum was a decoy. Chat saying, I don't think that's true. I think they really.
I don't think so. Tatum was going to take that shot.
Yeah, Tatum took the shot. I don't think the play was for Marcus Smart
to take a turnaround three.
No, it wasn't for Marcus Smart. No.
And Gabe had a decent contest, and Max did step up. I don't know that they schemed for Max to step up. That feels like an instinctual like show at a person trying to contest. But I agree, Brian and Frankie, like putting two or not having one, just at least putting the initial attention on the other like loose person on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I know.
Oof.
Oh, if it would have ended with Marcus Smart rimming out, that would have been so fucking good.
I was really hoping for a steal. Like, I was hoping they didn't even get a shot off. I was hoping that we would just get like a tip steal and that'd be game.
Yeah. I'm not burying the lead. Like, you lost that game because of 13 and 20.
I mean, that was what I was hoping for going to that final play.
I was hoping that
they would have came through with.
My God.
Hey, look, I mean, they just straight up. You know, the other part to me that was crazy. Was Duncan missed from the exact same spot that Jimmy did.
Oh my God.
So open.
He missed by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know how you guys felt.
Why did he put it? Like, why did he?
I was okay with that because
I was not okay with that.
Not the second one.
I wasn't okay with.
That first one was fine. Not the second one.
Because he's a really good shooter. And I think because there was so much time and you got such an open shot in rhythm, you give yourself a chance to have another possession.
You're not wrong, but given the first one, you have to take.
Like that's all.
Yeah. No. But
the first one was fine.
Yeah, you take the rhythm to get yourself back in rhythm. But the second one, he's thinking about it at that point.
Yep.
He pulled up.
I would agree with you. Jimmy had been some shit the whole game or whatever. He had that three, and then he had come down off of the end one. Like I feel like that's where I wanted the ball.
Because he was getting downhill at that point.
He was finding it. Yes.
Yeah.
So that first one, Matt or Duncan took, I was fine with, and I was fine with the dribble too because he was off balance at first.
Right.
I will say though, and this is DeBon's point. Even if Jimmy wasn't getting hot there at the end, at the end of the day, I still ride and die with Jimmy. Like I want him to have the final shot.
I'm not gonna regardless. Lie.
Regardless. You didn't want him to have it.
I'm not gonna lie. I just did not have confidence in him. And it, you know what sucks is that like, and by the way, like, I think Al Horford deserves a lot of credit for surviving on switches.
Yeah,
he was
He was good. He was so good.
He blocked Bam. Miami is so thin because their roster is not as good as Boston's that Bam had to play the whole second half and he was tired and Al Horford's older and he had more legs in the fourth quarter and blocked him. And he survived on switches and Miami tried. And, you know, I don't understand the broadcaster like Robert Williams is doing such a great job. I was like, motherfucker, that was the only time their offense worked is when they went at Rob Williams because Al Horford was fucking good. And I mean, Derek White survived and Al Horford was really good. I mean, Tatum was the guy offensively and Marcus Smart kind of held it down when Brown picked up the four fouls because he was actually killing them. I'm not making Bam excuses. Where's Chad saying Bam excuses?
They
lost because he couldn't hit a shot. And they 100%. Lost because Jimmy couldn't. Jimmy had the most James Harden-ass stat line I've ever seen in my life.
Man.
God, it's
24-11.
You're not wrong. You're not
23%, wrong. 24% shooting with 14 free throw attempts. Fuck out of here, man. I
hear you, and I raised you a wasted 29 some games ago.
No, like, we were in agreement. 29. We were in agreement. Like, we're just like, he's playing like a dickhead. And this is not Jimmy Butler basketball. Caleb Martin did not do a lot in the second half.
He play a lot of dickhead basketball.
He do a lot of dickhead.
He be doing a lot of dickhead things.
21 and 15. What a fucking gamer.
Man.
And how
is Caleb's team now?
But how much longer can we keep relying on him hitting these like the threes?
That's what I'm scared about.
You are getting such
like 15 rebounds.
Just one more game. Yep.
I'm scared because we're literally depending on Caleb to do Caleb. All these things. Exactly.
Caleb. Let's be fair. Caleb.
It is, but let me just say, but we've been giving Gabe his flowers. No, we got to really tell the truth. We really was looking at Caleb like, please save us. Like, this is scary hours when you got Jimmy and Bam and we got Caleb out here trying to do all he can. It's disrespectful.
That shit is
Jimmy
insane.
Was petrified of Derek White. Oh my god!
You know what
he said? He saw Roger from American Dad,
and he looked just like.
He said, "Pass the ball." He said, "Where's Kyle?"
But what? So I don't understand something. We know
we lost
Robert Williams is waiting in the paint for them. We know this. Have we not seen this every single game? Why are we dribbling into Robert Williams every single time? Pump faking in the paint, turning our back, and now we're just looking for a pass. Why do we keep doing that over and over?
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I think Miami was really like wanting Boston to stunt in to give them a pass out because they just don't. If Jimmy is not going to be your – because they don't have, like, finishers other than Jimmy and Bam. And if they're both off, like, Gabe is a really good player, and it's unfair to ask Gabe when Boston's collapsing on him so hard to finish over much bigger guys. Like, that's not what his game should be. He's a good pull-up and pick-and-roll guy. And to ask him to finish over guys that size is, like,
right.
not
off an injury,
like,
too.
It's yeah, off an mm-hmm. injury, right? So it's, like, that's on Jimmy – and Bam to finish over those guys. And like they, you know, Kyle can't finish over those guys anymore either. So it's like really your only guy. And Tyler was with the floater and teardrop, but he's not walking through that door. So
man,
Oladipo was another guy.
Tyler or Oladipo, how badly we could have used either one of those two.
Oladipo, especially because I think if Oladipo plays, you know, you can survive on defense a couple of minutes. You might be able to get away. I understand them not playing Highsmith at the five because that's a little too radical and they're a little too small. I get that. People on Twitter were asking for that. Like they were begging. Like instead of Zeller to play Highsmith at center. And
no, Bam
like,
plays 48 and you
put Highsmith at four.
Yeah.
But it just sucks. It's just unfortunate that Bam can't play 2 minutes. Like Bam can't sit 2 minutes. You know, like that's the part that's like
that happens to if he wants to be a star, that happens
no,
to Embiid,
that's every,
that happens
yeah,
to Jokic.
It's like
that happens
he
to
just
all of
has
them.
To,
he
yeah,
do it. He's got
there's
do
nothing
it.
You can do about that. It's
I just
the
can't believe that
they should have closed the shit out in four and he would have had a week's worth of rest.
For sure, yeah. Absolutely.
Or five.
He had zero fouls. That's
I'm
insane.
Not gonna lie, like
six.
Who
Bam?
Who had zero?
Bam had zero fouls.
Yeah.
Damn.
He could have played the whole game. Nope. Everybody else was in foul trouble besides him.
Yeah, that's true. Bam had zero fouls. Holy shit. Bam had zero fouls and zero turnovers. And seven
physicality.
Offensive rebounds.
Where?
And seven offensive
None.
Rebounds.
It was soft
no,
as fuck.
No, I actually thought his defense was good today. Other than the stuff on Tatum, Tatum was just cooking him. But I thought on everybody else he was good.
That's fine. You'd be good defensively and still not be physical.
I thought he was good, but not like there was something missing.
He was phenomenal in the last like minute and a half of that game. Made so many plays on defense. He lost him the game. I'm not. Listen, I'm just.
Oh no, we're not. G.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't want anybody to think that.
Chat's gonna think what they think. Like,
no, no, no. G's giving context. He's just giving some context.
Right.
They're killing me, bro.
He wasn't fucking.
You and me. I don't give a fuck.
Energy lady dead. I was like, leave that woman alone, bro. That woman has no idea what the Miami Heat is.
She did her job.
She did all she could, G. She did all she could.
You need to pull a Jimmy and a Bam jersey and
save them. She picks for a youth basketball team.
Yeah, for real.
I love Puerto Nino.
Some fucking woman from Colombia. She has no idea who Jimmy Butler is.
Get a plátano for Al Horford and sage that shit.
She was just happy I brought her mangoes.
She don't give a fuck who Jimmy Butler is.
Bond, the most Miami.
We lost.
What does that say?
So Cortez was responding to a tweet from a Spo had a press conference quote where he says, I don't know how we're going to get this done, but we're going to go up there, meaning Boston, and get it done for game 7. Brian Cortez responds saying, yeah, whatever. We lost Cortez. Like, that's it.
Stop talking to me. Stop guaranteeing me.
I don't
want to
hear nothing from them.
I'm tired of Jimmy's been guaranteeing me stuff.
I'm not going to lie. Like, they're asked these questions, like, what do you want to say? Like, I just think that, like...
No. There's a difference between answering the question and then Jimmy coming in with his Jimmy-isms. Yeah, like, we don't need all that.
I think they're going to ask Jimmy, what do you think is going to happen in Game 7? Jimmy's going to be like, we're going to win. Like, what do you want him to say?
You can say that we're going to win. You don't have to tell me, I promise we're going to win.
Right, we
don't
need the Jimmy-isms.
I'm not too
it matters, but... all right?
That Boston receipts is gonna look so nice.
Or we gonna end up on the end of somebody's fucking receipts.
The beginning and the middle.
I'm not Boston Celtics beat's gonna have one for the ages.
The receipts have changed the way I do pods and post game shows. Like,
I bet you
a lot of me wanted to be really sad today because I was fucking despondent. And the second the camera went on, I was like, I'm not giving these motherfuckers a second of clips of me sad. You gotta pry that shit out of my cold dead fingers. I'm not giving you shit.
Whatever.
I'm going down with my goddamn ship. Fuck you, Boston. Fuck you, Derek White.
It's already got water coming in.
Fuck you, Brad Stevens. Fuck all of you. I don't know who's winning next game, but I hope it's not you.
To the bottom of the Boston Harbor.
Exactly. You guys are fucking fighting for your lives against an AC that we all think sucks. Shame
on you. Oh, no, we're not. Mm-mm.
Fuck them. Mm-mm.
They're not fighting for their lives.
Yeah, they are. It's game 7.
They are not fighting for your fucking life. We are fighting for our lives.
Do you realize?
They were 0.3 seconds away from Missoula's cross-eyed getting fired and Jaylen Brown.
And they won.
Even if Boston loses game 7, we still look like the assholes being that much.
Exactly.
We have no rest. Like,
that's fine. Whatever. Just gotta.
I'll take a sweep in the finals. Just
get out of here alive,
I don't give
bro.
A shit.
I mean,
get
at this point, alive. Who is Denver scouting for? Like, they have to have game Denver plans for two different teams now.
Brian, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I'm gonna tell you the truth, Brian. Denver don't give a fuck.
Denver ain't scouting for nobody.
Denver ain't scouting. They don't know who the hell on either team.
They're scouting how the rings fit.
Exactly.
They're getting high as fuck right now off of legal wage.
Whoever wins, I'm sorry. Exactly. Whoever wins, Denver gonna dog walk them. That's
I didn't
just
hear Boost at all.
Denver's gonna dog walk whoever wins. 30. That's it.
Man.
We've played harder than Jimmy and Bam did tonight.
Exactly.
This street.
I'm bad breath, and I hit the wrong one.
We're still alive.
I know.
I can hear everything.
I'm talking.